Quiz. Speaking section.
This is a quiz for the speaking section of the Next Generation TOEFL. This section tests your ability to communicate in English in an academic context. During the quiz, you will respond to 6 speaking questions. You may take notes as you listen. You may use your notes to answer the questions. The reading passages and the questions are printed in the book, but most of the directions will be spoken. Once you begin, do not pause the audio.
Number 1. Listen for a question about a familiar topic. After you hear the question, you have 15 seconds to prepare and 45 seconds to record your answer.
If you were asked to choose one movie that has influenced your thinking, which one would you choose? Why? What was especially impressive about the movie? Use specific reasons and details to explain your choice.
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep. Number 2. Listen for a question that asks your opinion about a familiar topic. After you hear the question, you have 15 seconds to prepare and 45 seconds to record your answer.
Some people think that teachers should be evaluated by the performance of their students on standardized tests at the end of the term. Other people maintain that teachers should be judged by their own performance in the classroom, and not by the scores that their students achieve on tests. Which approach do you think is better, and why? Use specific reasons and examples to support your opinion.
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep. Number 3. Read a short passage and listen to a talk on the same topic. Then listen for a question about them. After you hear the question, you have 30 seconds to prepare and 60 seconds to record your answer.
A meeting is planned to explain the residence requirements for in-state tuition. Read the policy in the college catalog printed on page 251. You have 45 seconds to complete it. Please begin reading now. Now listen to a student who is speaking at the meeting. He is expressing his opinion about the policy.
Well, I agree with most of the policy, but what I don't understand is why I have to use my parents' address as my permanent address. This is my third year in a dorm on campus, and I've gone to school every summer, so I've lived in this state for 3 consecutive years. I don't pay state taxes because I don't earn enough as a full-time student to pay taxes, but I don't receive support from my parents either. I have a small grant and a student loan that I'm responsible for, and I plan to live and work in this state after I graduate, so I think students like me should be eligible for a waiver.
The student expresses his opinion of the policy for in-state tuition. Report his opinion and explain the reasons that he gives for having that opinion.
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep. Number 4. Read a short passage and listen to a lecture on the same topic. Then listen for a question about them. After you hear the question, you have 30 seconds to prepare and 60 seconds to record your answer.
Now read the passage about communication with primates, printed on page 252. You have 45 seconds to complete it. Please begin reading now. Now listen to part of a lecture in a zoology class. The professor is talking about a primate experiment.
Let me tell you about an experiment that didn't turn out quite like the researcher had expected. Dr. Sue Samage-Rumbo had been trying to train a chimpanzee to use a keyboard adapted with symbols, but no luck. What is interesting about the experiment is that the chimpanzee's adopted son, Kanzi, also a bonobo chimpanzee, well, Kanzi had been observing the lessons and had acquired a rather impressive vocabulary. After that, Kanzi was not given structured training, but he was taught language while walking through the forest or in other informal settings with his trainers. By 6 years of age, Kanzi had acquired a vocabulary of more than 200 words and was able to form sentences by combining words with gestures or with other words. So the question is this: should we proceed by trying to teach language to primates in a classroom environment, or should we simply live with them and interact informally like we do with beginning learners of language in our own species? I tend to side with those who elect to support language acquisition in natural settings.
Explain the importance of the Kanzi experiment in the context of research on primate communication.
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep. Number 5. Listen to a short conversation. Then listen for a question about it. After you hear the question, you have 20 seconds to prepare and 60 seconds to record your answer.
Now listen to a conversation between a student and her friend.
Did you decide to take Johnson's class?
Yeah, I'm going to work it out somehow. Yesterday, I walked from the chemistry lab to Hamilton Hall. That's where Johnson's class is.
And?
And it took me 20 minutes.
Uh-oh. You only have 15 minutes between classes, so that means you'll be 5 minutes late. Listen, why don't you buy a bike? I'm sure you could cut at least 5 minutes off your time if you took the bike trail.
I thought about that, but then I'd have to get a license and I'd have to find somewhere to store it at night. I thought it might be a hassle.
Oh, it's not so bad. I have a bike. The license is only $10. And I just park my bike on the deck outside my apartment when the weather's good. And the weather should be okay for most of spring semester.
That's true.
Well, your other option's to talk with Dr. Johnson. Maybe he'll give you permission to be 5 minutes late to his class because of the distance from your lab. Actually, I've had several classes with him, and he seems very approachable. Anyway, it's an alternative to the bike, if you don't want to do that.
Describe the woman's problem and the two suggestions that her friend makes about how to handle it. What do you think the woman should do, and why?
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep. Number 6. Listen to part of a lecture. Then listen for a question about it. After you hear the question, you have 20 seconds to prepare and 60 seconds to record your answer.
Now listen to part of a lecture in an astronomy class. The professor is discussing the habitable zone.
Of course, stars are too hot to support life. But the light from a star warms orbiting planets or moons, supplying the energy needed for life to develop. Besides energy, a liquid, let's say a chemical solvent of some kind, is also necessary. On Earth, the solvent in which life developed was water. But others, such as ammonia, hydrogen fluoride, or methane, might also be appropriate. So, in order for the solvent to remain in liquid form, the planet or moon must lie within a certain range of distances from the star. Why is this so? Well, think about it. If the planet is too close to the star, the solvent will change into a gas, boiling and evaporating. If it's too far from the star, the solvent will freeze, transforming into a solid. For our sun and life as we know it, the habitable zone appears to lie between the orbits of Venus and Mars. Within this range, water remains liquid, and until recently, this area was indeed the accepted scientific definition of the habitable zone for our solar system. But now, scientists have postulated that the habitable zone may be larger than originally supposed. They speculate that the strong gravitational pull caused by larger planets may produce enough energy to heat the cores of orbiting moons. So, that means that these moons may support life. There may be habitable zones far beyond Venus.
Using the main points and examples from the lecture, describe the habitable zone, and then explain how the definition has been expanded by modern scientists.
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep.